I got a brewski in, man.
I'm cool. No.
Dude, I got to say, I got to work today.
Trying to get this all out the way and everything.
Yeah. I'm saying I'm going to drink my beer, though. I ain't going to drink it right now, though. It's too good.
It's 11:30 in the morning. 11:30 in the morning. Shit, anyway, you know what it is. Fair Fat Boy in the building. I'm back with On Trays.
What the fuck going on, man? Y'all know what it is, man. We back with another one, man. On Trays. I got my boy in the building. Fuck going on, man.
Man, catching up. We got lots to catching up to do.
A lot.
This whole dad job is overrated. I don't lie to you. Too much work, not enough appreciation.
Yeah, you
brought
it.
But
you know, we don't do the shit for that,
though. I'm questioning why I'm doing that, because it's not like, I was telling somebody that I don't have that whole feeling our fathers and grandfathers had. I want to pay all the bills. I want to be that man. I don't want to be him. I don't. Because they die fast and sad. I don't want that. I want some niceness. I want some happiness around me.
But shit, you gotta take care of yourself when you take. You can't if you not taking care of you can't. Ain't nobody else gonna be straight.
But see, here's the thing: it's either you put them first, or you put yourself first. That's the balance.
But anyway, sometimes you gotta put yourself first, though.
Yeah, well, black mental health is important.
Oh, like since we talking about putting yourself first,
putting yourself first.
You said, yeah.
I know you. I've been practicing.
That shit is.
Okay, black mental health is important. Fellas, I'm telling you right now, you get the money, you get the time, go get you a black male therapist. Get you a black male therapist. Do your research. There's neighborhood help. There's a lot of places that will help you. You got to talk it out. You can't hold it in.
You got a therapist?
I have something like a therapist. She went to school for it. And I got two life coaches. So you know, whenever I have a problem, you know, send them a little bread and, you know, let me get this out of my chest. Type situation.
They certified it?
Yeah, they went to school for it.
They got the degree and all this shit?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, bro. I ain't gonna say I'm closed off, nigga. Some shit, I don't know. I can't.
I deal with the life coaches. I deal with a life coach better than I do with a therapist.
I feel like you just telling all your business.
Nah, but see, you don't. See, I they still don't know what's going on like that with me. But, like, I have a problem. And, like, they give me options, or they at least hear me out. Like, this is what I'm doing. It's like Pinky in the Brain. I'm gonna tell you how we gonna take over the world. Okay, I'm gonna tell you what the problem is, and right. Then you can either be like yay or nay, and most of the time they be like yay, and we know we execute that way, so it's not a bigger issue. You know, I'm not like contemplating suicide or nothing like that.
Right.
You know, and then like one of my favorite rappers that said, "I can't do a suicide. Homicide is always my first option."
Ah, I like
50 cents.
That sounded like a nigga like
that. Yeah. So, a couple of weeks ago, we had a young man in Oklahoma caught his girl cheating again. Caught a line cheating. He's reportedly got an STD from her or whatnot.
Damn.
Ends up killing himself and his three children all by her.
Yeah,
I want to say Oklahoma. I'm going to play a little bit of the clip and we'll go from there.
Microdoses to the kids, bro.
Microdoses to the kids and the family. But here's the.
Oh, yeah, you said she killed them?
No, he killed them.
He killed her and the kids?
No, just him and the kids.
He killed himself and the kids?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
My song, Wook, Ovia Portman, you are responsible for your part in this too. You chose to be a destroyer, right? It's okay, fine. You hold this, take this with you. Tater, wow, an habitual cheater. And you have given yourself to men. You've given me SCD behind this shit. Like, I'm not paranoid, cuz. You hear me? You fucked up recklessly. I forgave you for it. You want to come home, baby? You want to come home like I'm a sucker. So watch this, Gayla. Watch this.
The city police say Little John, the three kids, and their mom all lived together. They were called after Little John went Facebook Live, making threats to kill himself and the kids. Officers sending the helicopter for a bird's eye view and were in the process of getting an Amber Alert out. But that call came in just minutes too late.
The vehicle the man was driving pulled up into a neighborhood and parked at 4:11. This would have been about 3 minutes before police were notified. Sadly, he executed his own children and then turned the gun on himself.
The oldest child, just 6 years old.
The officers and detectives, they just looked more heartbroken than anything.
It's even worse to open the door and actually bear witness to that scene and actually see with your own two eyes what's happened there.
Yeah, so he,
man, you gotta check on your homies.
You gotta check on your homies, boy. Especially knowing, like,
and then, like, sometimes niggas' homeboys be talking to them and niggas won't even be listening. You know, like, sometimes you be having to take that shit heed, bro. Nigga be, yeah, man, this bitch getting on my nerves, bro. This bitch, woo. Sometimes you have to listen, bro. Nigga might want to knock that bitch head off, bro. You gotta, you know what I'm saying, bro? This ain't the way, bro. Just gone. Rotate, you know. Yeah, I feel like he ain't had nobody in his corner with him, bro.
He don't.
He couldn't have. Cause
I think
to
the
knock
dude,
your own kids off.
The dude, he's missing the video. I think he worked with him, and he was smashing
fucking
his
baby mom.
Yeah, you know, or he definitely knew the dude, but yeah, but the kid your baby, so
that's
kill your baby. That's, I get you want to kill yourself.
You should have killed yourself.
I can. It's the weak route out. I get that part, but I can understand that your babies. Come on, man. Like all three
kids live their life, bro. So, you took three of them.
Now, before I played the clip, you was like, you know, condolences to her. No condolences to her. Because the one thing
I said condolences to her because I thought she. I'm high,
gang. It's
high, good. I thought you were saying she killed herself and the kids. That, you know what I'm saying? I ain't know you said the dude did it. You know? That's why I was saying it. You know? But at the same time, though, niggas got to be strong-minded out here, too, though. Niggas can't be out here weak-minded, bro. Like, shit, this niggas got to remember this shit life, gang. This the shit that we go through in life, bro. You're going to have ups. You're going to have downs, gang. You're going to be at the highest of the highest at one point. My mom was like, you're going to have all the money. Everything going to be going right. You know what I'm saying? Everything going to be in the play.
All drinks on me.
Yeah, you hit the club, nigga. Nigga, we going out tonight. Everything on me. You hear me? It's going to come a time, nigga. You're going to hit rock bottom, nigga. My mom, you going to hit that motherfucker. And you ain't going to be as up as you was, bro. But you can't let that shit deteriorate you, man. You have to keep going, bro. You got to. That's the whole part of life, bro. You have to keep going. Ain't no, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no end to this shit. You ride this bitch till the wheels fall off. You got to.
Hey, my kids are my kids are my homies. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
My kids my
homies. My damn best friends.
I tell you, boy. Shit. They my broke little best friends.
Fuck you talking about?
You know, shoot.
I don't see how I'm up, man. Hey, man. People be tripping, bro.
I don't see how you got kids and you don't fuck with them. Like, school just started. And it's like, you know, especially if you got an older kid. Yeah,
possibly on your
man. Look, my son, look, talk every day. I harass his ass every day, and it's just like, what you doing? Cause like, I'm told all of them. Like, look, your mama cool, y'all daddy cool, ish, I guess, whatever. But they're not gonna fuck with you like I fuck with you. So fuck with your boy. I'm a winner, and you with me. So you guess what you want? The winning team.
Come on now.
So all you gotta do, look, summertime. You can do nothing, and you still gonna get something. But during the year, school is your job.
Come on now, that's all I ask.
School is your job. That's all you gotta do is go, act right. Go and act right. What you want? I want that 400. I got it. Don't trip.
And then that's the thing too, though, nigga. Like shit, we was coming up. One motherfucker ain't getting that shit, boy. I remember, nigga, when my mom was cheap. When I was back in school, boy, I was getting like two pairs of. I used to get two pairs of shoes a year, gang. All the real niggas know this. Probably three.
Beginning of the school year, Christmas.
Beginning of the school year.
Christmas
time.
And spring.
No. And tax time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm my mom. Them only three times.
But yeah, think about it. That tax time and spring time are grinding around parallel.
I mean, yeah. But I'm just saying, them only three times. Nigga, niggas come to school. I got three pairs of shoes throughout the year.
And you got flip-flop.
Man, niggas got like 10, 20. Like, what? Niggas switch shoes every day. Like, hell nah, that shit important when you a, especially when you a dude, bro. Your shoe game gotta be nice.
I got high school. I gotta tell you the shoe experience I had this year. Okay, because you know, look, when I say she don't really fuck with me, I mean she don't really fuck with me. And this is why I'm gonna show you how she don't fuck with me. I got the girls, I let them pick their own shoes out. You're going to school, these are your shoes. Okay, you can wear the shoe you want. The oldest girl wanted some Crocs. Got them.
That's, I ain't gonna lie, bro. That's females, bro. Cause I just look, I'm finna order Raleigh these shoes. I'm like, I'm finna order her these nice right here. I show it to her, like, these look nice, don't they? She's like, yeah, them nice, scroll up, but yeah, I like those. Get them.
That wasn't the problem.
You know what I'm saying?
That wasn't the problem.
She didn't even want the one that I was finna order. She was like, nah, get them kind of them look. I'm like,
That wasn't even the problem. Took them to Shoe Carnival. Let them walk around, pick your own shoes out. She wanted some Crocs so bad. The boy wanted some Crocs too. Get the Crocs. Baby girl, what you want? I just want some regular shoes. Got her some slide-on champs. That's what she wanted, right? $50, cool. Crocs, $50, cool. They both saw some Steve Madden shoes. I don't know who Steve Madden is. And if you ever, if anybody know him and he lists the spot, fuck you, bro. Just want to let you know that. Fuck you, okay? Okay, you a great guy.
You're
great
I don't want to cut you off.
Uh-huh.
I just ordered like 200-300. I just ordered my girl, my wife, about $200-300 worth of Steve.
See, and that's cool. See, you know about it. I don't.
Yeah.
So they got them. Their kid size, $70.
That's a deal.
$70. Get that to the crib. They're cool. They're happy. They like them, right? All I've been getting is persecuted. Why ain't you give me no Steve Madden's? Why ain't you give me no shoes? Why ain't you not going to school? I just spent $370 on shoes. I can't wear nothing. You know what I bought? I bought me some work boots a couple of months ago. $135.
Don't feel bad,
guy. No, fuck that shit. I ain't telling you that. No.
Nah, because look, I'll so,
I didn't. I recap and watched Drink Champs. Okay, just because I want to say this, nobody brought Ashanti up, bro. You did.
Yeah, he did.
No, he did? I must admit that part.
What?
Nor brought up Ashanti?
Yeah, he did.
He did?
He brought it up. Mm-hmm. Nor we gonna bring it up, bro. That's what I do.
Even if he did, it was a way you were supposed to handle the situation. You were supposed to be the man. You're supposed to be a gangster. You're supposed to be a CEO. You're supposed to be that dude. You show the world that you was a whole bitch ass nigga.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
You're a sucker for that.
Sucker. But then again, it's like, damn, that box that good though? I mean, you know, 20 years later, you still got the crazy.
I ain't gonna lie. Shanti is bad. And she still look, you know.
I'm just saying, like,
hey, her or
a lot of man.
Fuck, no, it's one more. Ashanti and
Trainer today.
Them two. Well, yeah. Trainer did. Why you trying to say it all low?
I still try to bop, but I'm just saying she
ain't. Yeah, I said back in the year. Ashanti do look way more.
Trina was like the bad mommy. Now she look like the bad auntie. Like, bro, your auntie gonna be at the barbecue. Yeah, I'm slide through.
Fuck no. She went from the bad mama to the bad auntie.
The auntie.
Fuck no.
She bad, though. She's still bad, though.
She's
still getting stealers. I ain't gonna say she the baddest, but she's still in the top 10. I give her that.
You got it.
But Ashanti, I mean, Ashanti always, she still look the same. She still look, like to me.
That nigga said he was in the bed with his girl.
On the couch.
He was in the bed.
No, on the couch with his wife.
And Ashanti and Nelly
was at the game.
Walked in the damn gang. NBA gang. This nigga said he lost his mind. What
are you talking about, bro?
No, hold up.
Wait a minute. You with your wife.
With your wife.
And you heard about Ashanti. So basically,
Look, too savage, as
bad as the RICO charges is getting, that your wife can go RICO charge you up on alimony. He was cheating, Your Honor.
Yeah, he said it himself. He said it himself.
You admitted to a crime, boy.
But he did. I think bro just doing too much. He keep bringing her up every interview. He steady acting all. She had them. I seen they played a little clip from the BT thing, and he was like, "Yeah, she had on these little tight ass pants and her ass was showing."
He sound like a predator, bro.
That's what I said. Like the way he was, I'm like, he sound all creepy and shit.
He sound worse than R. Kelly, man.
Speaking of R. Kelly. Real quick, why y'all trying to cancel my nigga, but y'all want to be on her TikTok and do your leg shake. Hey, man.
Pick a side.
Kelly, man.
Pick a side.
Free kills, dog.
Pick a side. Pick a side. Don't free that nigga. No.
Hey, no. You see that girl came out and just said she lied?
Yeah. It's all a lie.
Man, I don't know what's
going on. R. Kelly had no victims, bro.
The girl just came out.
R. Kelly had no victims. R. Kelly had no victims. You know the one thing R. Kelly got that would shut this whole thing off?
What?
Receipts. You paid for that pussy, bro. You was getting them parents money. You gave them, you paid for it.
On me, he did.
So you got receipts. And then what the, and then I'm like, if you go down, everybody gonna, every one of them little girls, mama, daddy,
was cousin. Them girls. Their right. Mamas was.
Exactly.
They daddies too.
Yeah, exactly. All of them need to go be, they need to be out of jail cell right next to you.
Yeah, that shit.
Because I'm a father. Ain't no way in hell I'm going to offer up my child.
Man, that shit see
it. Like, that says a lot about you, you horrible little motherfucker, boy. That's just me, though. That's just me. But, yeah, I don't think what Fat Joe and Ja Rule said was good enough. I think Fat Joe brought it out to the forefront, but Ja Rule was a bitch, but we all knew he was a bitch. You a wankster. Everything 50 Cent said about y'all is. I'm sorry. You know, you should have walked off, bro. As soon as you start talking about Shanti, you should have got off the doggone damn fucking interview, bro. It's as simple as that.
You
should have got off. Shanti ain't mentioned your name. Like a lot of us didn't know. Nobody knew. That's the crazy part. You keep bringing it up. Everybody keep asking you. Was the rumor true? You trying to stay relevant. You whack, Benzino whack. Y'all keep trying to be relevant in a time where y'all not relevant.
Benzino trying, I think he just trying to pop out against the fan because his daughter popped.
She not even all that, bro. Like my thing with all these new rappers, they not rapping no more. You make them to some thoughts and strippers that to a beat. That's it.
All these niggas out here rapping that's killing shit, shout out them boys, Griselda, right? That boy Benny the Butcher and them, and Conway,
yeah,
them boys be snapping. That's real rap right there.
Yeah, and it ain't too many real rappers left.
That's real music,
you know. As fuck the MNL. Okay, follow. We're gonna take a quick little break. Okay, we are back.
Take a little quick intermission. You heard
quick little break.
You heard my.
Got a couple things we need to discuss.
Back in the man.
Discuss.
Well, yeah, man.
Next on the docket, lady poisons her husband, caught on nanny cam, and she says, "No, that was not what I was doing." So, picture this, people. You're at home. You know, you're married. Disagreement's gonna happen, argument's gonna happen. You start drinking your favorite drink and you start getting sick. You drink your favorite drink, you start getting sick. You get it yourself, still getting sick, you don't know how. Got the nanny cam, you still going through the cloud, and you see your wife is putting antifreeze in your Gatorade. Yeah. I don't know what you did, bro, but get out the house. Get out the house. 808.
He caught her on nanny cam.
Caught her on nanny cam.
I think it was some shit I read when he was like, he said it tasted funny. He was like sick at first.
Yeah.
But he ain't died though, but he was sick. I think he went to the hospital or some shit like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Pumped the stomach. Did a UR analysis on it.
She was trying to take this man out. That's what crazy.
Like if you hate on that bad, get out.
Get away from
that man. Yeah,
get
a divorce. You gonna win anyways. You gonna win anyways.
He tried to kill his ass. That's... Nah, that shit crazy right there. I couldn't imagine no shit like that. What That wasn't black, was it?
Of course not.
Of course not. I already knew that. I kind of figured that. That ain't no shit black people do.
Yeah, I already knew. You already knew that.
Gotta be white or Chinese or something.
I think she Asian and he like Latino or something. I just know.
What did I say? I said white or Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
What about the crazy?
All of them crazy.
They be doing shit like that, man.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, my thing is like this. And me, I had this conversation with fellas all the time. I do cable. I do fire sticks there. And, you know, always ask channels what women channels they want. You know, like, oh, you know, Hallmark, Lifetime, Oxygen. And soon you say Oxygen, the first thing, any woman over the age of 32, you know what she said? Snaps. Gotta watch Snap. And then you ever like watched it with your old lady or your girlfriend, your wife, and she watching it. And she's like, "That bitch messy. I never have done like this. See what I would did. Hold on, ho. What you talking about? What you talking about? Sleep one eye open, what you say? Bro, okay, cool.
Nah, she fucked up. She did.
Right, exactly. Oh, really?
She should have paid cash. She should have sent somebody else to go buy.
Right, yeah, you know.
She didn't
wear no rubber gloves. Man. You know, you get them gloves at Walmart. You know, she ain't using no hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
You just be looking at her like, yep.
I can't follow a motherfucker, though, because I'm type of nigga. I watch First 48. And I'd be like,
that's different. Sloppy, that's different.
Your nigga sloppy,
it's not the same. It's not the same.
Nah, all right, babe. Snap, they be going off emotion.
It's not the same.
9 times out of 10, they going off emotion.
That's not the same. Snap is different.
Yeah, Snap different. That shit different.
They just be like on some different thing. And it's like, it's always, oh, he was abusing me. Oh, he was, no, I won't hear that. You could have left. You didn't have to do that with the did that man.
You didn't have to do that.
That was wrong. You going to hell.
Speaking on Snap.
Uh-oh.
Let's talk about old boy Blueface, because old girl gonna Goofy. Snap on his ass.
Man, she was a D1 after. You see her before pictures?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say like this. That watching Blueface, I gotta be in my daughter's life. I'm sorry. My baby can never be that suckerish. She can't be nobody punk. No punching bag. Okay? Sorry.
For real, he doing
her. I don't care.
Both of their ass. Goofy. But the way they be moving, though, I'm like, she type motherfucker.
She was on a track team? Did you see on the American Gladiator show?
Nah. I sent a clip. I sent you a little clip for that one.
That girl was on the basketball team, too. Mm. She had a jumper that was just nice.
She outside now.
She's stupid now.
The most.
Dangerous. Dick is dangerous, apparently.
He has to be.
Golly, boy. I don't even know what Blueface rap. What song he got? Exactly. Exactly. I heard none of his music. It's like, what is you doing, girl?
Yeah, it's a lot going on with this situation. They had fighting all in the clubs.
Yep.
Fighting on the streets and he whooping her ass. She whooping his ass.
She got a blue face chip, a chip to it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Gotta call her mama, baby. Your daughter. That boy hit all the dick in her. She dick on her life now. That's what it is.
She stuck on that man.
Boy.
But I'm saying, with a motherfucker stuck on you like that motherfucker dangerous, boy. She had been killed that man, hurt his ass. Boy.
Well, would you blame him, though?
Really?
Would you blame him?
You know, it's his fault, though.
Let's go with this. Next thing you know, he's going to be like, oh, my God, is that Blueface? Not no more.
She took his ass.
Oh, shit. All you going to do is find one sucker-ass dude.
Quit.
Like, you love me? Yeah. Kill him.
Nah,
she's going to get somebody else to do it. She didn't watch Snap. She listened to come her aunties.
Yeah, she
know how to pull it. Yeah, I'm 40
here. Niggas got to be, you know, more work, bro. I couldn't imagine that being, you know.
You got to move different, man.
You know, like you said, that's somebody's daughter shit. Out here wild and like that.
Yeah.
You couldn't imagine being your daughter out here stuck on it. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like you said, niggas need to be in their kids' life.
Hey, Hey, Blueface, I'm gonna say this right now. The baby owe you about like $2 million because you took all the heat off him.
That nigga was on the news every motherfucking day.
I know, but now we got Blueface goofball ass.
Hey, you see they keep fucking with my nigga Boosie?
Oh, yeah, they need to. Need to.
Man, what the fuck?
What time you on? You know I'm not a Boosie fan.
Because Boosie, he
goofy. Number one, you gotta think about it. Why do you have 50K in cash on you, bro?
You going to the mall,
bro. Why you got 50 cash on you, bro?
No Boosie got roll like that.
Why you got 50 cash on you, bro? Exactly. Okay. Mind you, on top of that, you got 50 cash. If you got that type of money, you don't need to be driving. Get you a driver.
Oh, man.
Get you a driver. Okay? Get you a driver. Get you a professional get you a professional out of state license to say you can carry weed on you. You need Boosie and I got a good PR team. Number one, you can't be doing that stuff.
Bro, he's too rich to be acting ghetto.
Exactly. You got too much money. Like, you acting like you ain't never had money before. You still can't be a nigga after this long in the game. You still a nigga?
Oh, me.
Bro, you was evolved up a long time ago.
But that guy be just fucking with bro for no reason.
He a good target.
I'm gonna say
don't trust them new niggas over there. Yeah.
She talking about so they a good target.
He is. Look, it's a Japanese saying. The odd nail gets hammered first.
We'll see the realest, man.
Really? Not we're not finna recap. Okay. Realest.
Yeah, we're just talking shit. We're gonna get on that.
We're gonna make that another subject.
Yeah, we're gonna. You clearly got
something
against guys. I don't like that.
I do.
That's my boy.
That's your boy.
I grew up on Boosie.
Speaking of growing up and evolving out, Angela Yee is leaving the Breakfast Club.
So what's she gonna get her own show?
I don't think it's gonna do good. It's gonna flop. She don't have the strength, bro. They're gonna have to build a show around her. Like her podcast.
Yeah.
I hate her podcast.
It's decent.
Every time she has one black male on there I respect, she always gets them to say some sucker ass shit. Every episode. Nick Cannon.
They had Bill Bellamy saying all crazy.
Bill Bellamy, Mano, Tank. Like, it's too many dudes on there.
I ain't see the Tank.
Oh, Tank?
It's new?
No, it's hella old. It was like last year. She had Tank on there talking about he'll suck a dick type shit.
What?
Yes. Yes. Wow. You got to listen to the whole interview. Mano on here saying he date white women. He like to play a runaway slave and shit. Sucking shit every episode, but I don't. I'm not confident in it being dope.
I never thought Breakfast Club would break up. I thought about it before. I'm like,
yeah, think about it. Like, how you gonna get
change gonna come to it?
How you gonna get your own show and venture off? Charlamagne, let's say,
he got hella shows and he's
still on there. He's not gonna leave his main audience. Cause like, you gotta think about it. He got the two little night shows. Everybody ain't really fucking with that shit, but they also built them people shows around. He got the gay chick Sam something from SNL.
Had a couple of shows.
Yeah, he got two of them on Comedy Central. He got a brilliant idiot podcast. Yeah, with him and Andrew show. That's dope. Which branched out to a Flagrant Files podcast.
Charlamagne need to get us on the motherfucking, what's that he called? A Black Effect pod, whatever that shit is, need to put us on that motherfucker, man. fuck with the boys, man.
He need to.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah.
Whatever, all them niggas be shouting that out when they come up there, they got a podcast.
Yeah.
I seen the interview with Tank, he was up there. He was like, yeah, shout out to Black Heart Effect, such and such. I say, damn, that boy Charlamagne getting everybody that
bag. Sharing the bag, man.
Yeah. Some of my boys said they got a podcast. He asked me, come on, come over here with me.
Yep.
think he got Gilly and them over there, Drink Champs.
Yeah.
He got a lot of people over there.
You see the numbers, the podcast numbers and stuff?
Ooh,
no, no. I'll never check mine no more. Once I get to like a certain number of views, I'm cool. Oh, wow. But yeah, I'm not confident in her hosting her own show. Cause like she didn't got spazzed out too much. She had the Gucci Man situation, and I ain't gonna lie, I don't even like Gucci Man, but I rode with Gucci Man against her because it's business. You didn't lie and said this, and then you tried to say you didn't do it. I got the screenshots. Screenshots tell everything, bro. That's why
she did say she was in the DM.
Exactly. I got the screenshots right here. This you. This your page. This you.
So did he show him?
Nah, he ain't show him.
That nigga cap.
Yeah. I believe him though.
I don't know. He ain't got no reason to lie though, but I don't know shit.
Exactly.
Last time he did do it, that shit was hella old.
Yeah.
With her though.
It with her.
Yeah,
and then,
that was. And then
we came home, we did an interview. And then they got into it, but Charlamagne did it by himself. And then DJ Envy just, I don't know what to say about that dude.
Them niggas be playing too many gay games.
They really do.
They be on some.
But here's the thing, and I'm gonna say this. Being African American, black, however you want to say it, when you get to a certain level of working around the other side, you're gonna see a lot of that. Like that's a bonding experience for them. Especially like in my job field. That's automatically. Once you get the first gay joke out there and everybody laugh, oh, he's cool. He's cool. He doesn't trip. Type energy.
I worked with a gay dude before.
No, I ain't talking about gay dude. I'm talking about Caucasian folks. That's their trademark to bonding is gay humor.
Saying some gay shit.
All the time.
That's how they get cool. White boys say gay shit.
Right. You know, it's
that's weird. That's how they, what you say, break the ice.
Right. Shit. Bond. Good to know you.
That's
like Tyrone's not that bad. You know, I told the joke about, you know, what is it? This is sitting at the bar and he laughed. So, you know, Tyrone's cool. Nah, cool. I don't hear that shit.
It's a freak ass song somewhere.
Yeah. You putting peanut butter on your balls and let your dog come in the room. Come here.
Yeah.
Right. Stop that shit.
Yeah, but let's switch it up, goddamn. Let's talk about the game. Bro.
Oh, my God.
Bro, I want some clout so bad. That's crazy, though, because I feel like game couldn't do no wrong after, what's that, 300 balls in running or some shit like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like bro couldn't do no wrong, man. So...
I started to respect him after, you know, the Nipsey situation. You know, I'm a huge Nipsey Hussle fan. And I started to, you know, be around game. But I got a clip for you right now. 50 said this in the interview, talking about the game. Because the game claimed he wrote, like, all G-Unit lyrics and songs and stuff, and G Unit would be nothing without him. And Fifth, this is what he said.
This song about that I'm higher. So you wrote higher. The game higher. You wrote six songs about that I'm higher. This is how we do. His verse is all that. So when you see the right place, you think it's his verse.
Yeah.
You see the right place, you
know,
his verse.
Yeah.
You know,
there's some kind of stuff about, like, he said he really wanted gangster. Yeah, I'm like, come on, bro. You didn't even know how we did that. Like, that was before he even came into the picture. Like, that's the rich dash, right? He didn't even
come into after that.
Yeah, we don't know where it was to after. But there's a point where you, desperation, when you say anything. Like, this is how to rock me.
Out of
rock. See? Desperate. This whole thing with game, you desperate, bro. You going after Eminem. And then on top of that,
They said Eminem responded.
No, he didn't. He responded.
He just dropped something though, didn't he?
If he had to drop, he had to drop it today. So where is it? I got the video. Cause I was with it. I'm like, all right, cool, you know. I would have been totally cool with him saying what he said and dealing with it. But it's a YouTube video where the gang say don't fuck the white guy.
But here, man, I stayed away from the white dude, you know. And you know, me and Dre wasn't seeing eye to eye, man. I stayed away from the white dude, you know, because he a problem. You know what I'm saying? I understand it. You know what I'm saying? Like Eminem, I don't think it's a rapper. He went slay. You don't even let him roll with Eminem. You know, he crazy.
He was talking about he was in a pit fight. If he would have come at you,
yeah,
with like a industry beef, what would you have done?
Right. Yeah, Eminem is cool. You don't understand. I'm a hip hop artist, and I'm one of the biggest ones in the world. You don't want a beef with Eminem. He shreds. He shreds MCs, like for real. And I am his best friend of mine. I'm just saying, I understand that he, you know, he can't be seen by nobody. Jay, no, everybody know. You don't mess with the white boy.
Yeah, like 70 years old.
You know, niggas
grow
balls by
now. Right, right. But you was a whole bitch 7 years ago. Now you got in the jail. I'm gonna run.
That was 7 years ago. Today he say, "Nigga, what's up?
What's up?"
He threw the diss track out and all that.
You made an 11 minute love song for this man. I ain't never listened to no Eminem tracks, but you got 11 songs where you reference all you reference most of his hits.
I ain't even heard.
I'm not going to. And then you go after his daughter, knowing that's a pet peeve with this man. And then she shot back at him. It was just like,
yeah, I seen her. Yeah, say so.
She shot back at him.
She got a podcast too.
Yep, podcast and she got a bunch of shit. She ain't got work. She still getting royalties from 8 Mile. Stop playing with me. Still getting royalties.
She was in that.
Yeah, that was his baby sister in the movie.
Oh, his daughter.
Yeah. But then and now, Mr. Cloud Chasing Gang, your ass is at the fucking mall making people dig in trash cans?
I seen
for that. Some shoes? For yeah, some shoes?
Like I just said, niggas doing anything for some cloud, whatever.
My God, bro, sit down. Man. Sit down somewhere. You too old, man. You got 3 kids out here, man. Be a father to your kids.
That man wants attention.
Yeah, you being a whole whore. Then every other month you're going to get on there and you be talking about support these hoes, then don't support these hoes. You know, thoughts need love, thoughts don't need love. Make up your mind. You're confused.
None of that shit.
Ah, shit. You know, I see this shit on Twitter. Hey, my thing.
Yeah, gang most weird shit. He don't want no smoke with him,
though. He really don't. He's like I said, he's trying to be relevant in a time where he's not relevant anymore. And that's all
it is.
You trying to be
relevant.
You trying to be relevant. You're not. It's cool. It's okay, boo boo. We see what you're doing.
You better off just do something with Nipsey, bro. Keep
you know
Nipsey. Not even
lie.
That's all.
You know, shoot. Go bring up the cast he was trying to do. Do some marathon shit, man. All right, you know. Side note, when it comes to gangs, you still want to be a gang banger, you in your 40s.
Hell nah. Hell
no. You wanna still hang? I'm a blood boy. You 40. You don't even live there no more.
Yeah, gang. We finna get up out this motherfucker. You hear me?
Take a little break.
I'm gonna holler at y'all in a little second. Give us 5 minutes.
What time?
I don't know. You
can't say.
I learned. My uncle taught me that. My uncle, because I be asking him, I be like, "What we finna? What time?" He like, "Bro, I can't give you no time. I can't even tell you nothing about this. You gonna have to just call me, guys."
I'm gonna call you Sunday too. Shit. I'm gonna call you Sunday.
I'm just gonna have to see Sunday. Cause I can't make no problem.
I'm dropping this episode.
I ain't gonna fake it. All days, nigga. I need y'all. This bitch trying. I be trying to be lazy, bro. Real, bro.
Ain't no trying. I'm gonna do it. Nah, but see, like,
I gotta get a lazy day in, bro.
I can't though. I can't get a lazy day in.
I know, but shit, I'm
like, see, I gotta be. You gotta think about only time I catch you is on Sunday. That's the only day we both off.
Yeah.
Like, so that's my only pod day with you, right? Between motherfuckers trying to kidnap me, Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, me.
You know, not to, to do nothing. That's another thing, boy. That's another thing. Like, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm recording, by the way, too. I'm going to ask you this question. Not you, but just men in general. Are men truly loyal?
Yeah, they can be, yeah.
Are they truly loyal?
Who, me?
No, just men in general. I'm going to say no.
Men in general? No. Yeah.
You know why I say no? Because getting another chick is easy to do, but you don't want to keep her. And the one you got, you already got so much time invested. You don't want to walk away and have to reformat everything. So are we loyal because of laziness? I mean, just like I don't smoke, but I'm just saying like this is shit.
Everybody got their own
pain. I'm just saying like it's like she get mad at me and be like stay with that bitch. And she did. I was just like first of all, because of you, I don't even like bitches no more. Let's just go there. I don't like extra bitches no more. Yeah, I want to fuck. That's cool and all, but. As a relationship, I don't want to do this shit ever, never again. I really want to do this shit with you.
So you saying that shit make you don't want to be in no relationship type
oh
shit?
Oh my God, never. Nah, bitch is broke. I can't do the brokenness no more. I can't do the laziness no more. I can't do the lack of attention, the lack of imagination. Like,
yeah, but eventually, shit. Eventually, like we said, you'll get fed up with it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm already fed up. I'm just programmed. I'm programmed. Yeah, think about it. We're all programmed. You go to school for 12 years. You're up at a certain time. Say you had to wear uniforms. That prepares you to go get a job because you got to get up at a certain time and you wear a uniform. Okay? They teach you how to do paperwork. So now you got to think about how many times you had to put your name, date, address on a school paper. Right, so now you know how to do applications and paperwork.
That shit you just do off the rip.
It's all programming. Now I'm relationship program. Okay, I don't be looking at. That's like I got a couple. I'm gonna do a drop another video. What was you thinking? Episode 2, dude be out in the store. What's a girl? Girl with the fat yams comes through, and she says, Siri, what can I do with this cucumber? And dude looks his girl, hits him in the chest. You can't get mad at me for looking. You know I like women. Why are you mad I'm looking? You don't want to fuck up my eyes like I was in the house? Dude on the subway. Girl, fat. Just juicy. Come through. Boy, look. Girl, bop. The whole train see it. Okay, I get it. I'm not supposed to look in front of you, but you ain't had to do it like that. But just craziness. Just craziness.
Yo ass crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just making some sense. It's just some stuff I've noticed. I've noticed some things, and this is what I noticed. It's just
you'll get that to where like I see what you're saying, like the shit what you're going through, you through with relationships type shit. But eventually That's where I go back to what I was saying at first earlier, gang. Like, it comes a point in time where you gotta focus on yourself, bro. You have to eventually put yourself. If you not right, you how the fuck I'm gonna make somebody else happy if I'm not happy?
See, not that right
like,
there.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that, you have to. Sometimes you have to kind of put yourself
that,
first, bro.
That sounds objectional, like. It's like cooking.
You record?
Yeah, record.
I ain't even recording. Go ahead.
My audio is different than yours. So yeah. But hear me out. Hear me out. You cook, right?
Yeah, nigga.
Okay. Do you follow the instructions or you follow your recipe? You been by yourself?
Shit.
Depending on what it is.
Both.
Right?
Follow instructions and do my own.
All right, depending on what it is, right? You got your mama recipe you did 101 times, you know by heart, you don't need to do nothing, right? And then you got something else, you're going to have to follow the recipe step by step, right?
Right.
Okay. I use the same logic to relationships. I don't got to make sure I'm good. I know what makes you happy, what makes you good. I know that what it is. It's a programming of sorts. Right. Observation. I didn't watch you. I didn't took notes. Right? I didn't ask you questions. If you're dealing with a woman, you ain't got to ask shit. She gonna talk and tell you everything you need to know. Okay? So since I know all this, I can make you happy. Making that woman happy is the easiest thing ever.
No. I'm saying, like what you said, like basically saying you not happy in a relationship, gang. That's what I'm saying. And if you not happy, bro, how the fuck is you going to make somebody else happy? You have it's to make easy. Sure you happy.
It's easy.
I mean, I know that, bro. Okay, it's easy. Yeah, I'm still not right, but yeah, I'm still doing everything to make you happy, though. Yeah, but you still making yourself feel, at the end of the day, you still don't feel right, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, nigga, you have to put yourself first, bro. But that's what I'm saying.
I understand that part, but I'm just saying, I feel like
the mental healthness and all feel, that shit and all I feel that shit.
We have, you know? We have to flip how what it is. The flip the terminology, like I hear what you're saying, but we got the terminology because it's to me it's coming out something different than what it's being said.
So what you trying to say what I'm saying is like if you happy you can't make nobody else happy.
No, I'm not saying that. Like I'm not saying that. I'm saying like if you're gonna make somebody happy, make sure you're happy first. Then versus what you're saying, if you can't make nobody happy unless you're happy. I'm saying no. You can totally do it. I can totally do it. I can go to a job and do anything. I'm gonna put my mind to it and still not be right or emotionally there. Let me tell you what happened the other day at work.
Shit, everybody do that. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of work, nigga. Everybody go to work not mentally stable and ready for or whatever, but motherfuckers just do it. You know what I'm saying? Nah. Like
not doing out. You know they got something now going on. Have you heard of this stupid ass millennial shit? Quiet quitting.
Well, motherfuckers just leave.
No, they come in and do their job and don't do nothing extra, and then they're gonna quit and not give you 2 weeks notice. They may be there 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. I'm just not doing it. It's called quiet quitting. It's a real thing right now.
Man, motherfuckers been doing that.
Exactly.
They just put a name on it.
They put a name on it.
I know plenty of niggas that walk off the job in 2 days.
No, I know niggas who've been there a whole year.
I work with niggas who've been at jobs for a whole year. Leave a job for a month. Nigga leave for a month and come right back. And then he'll leave, quit again,
give him three, four months,
and that nigga will be right back.
Yeah.
And I seen plenty of niggas like that, bro. Niggas will quit and end up coming back.
Nah, I can't do it. Once I'm gone, I'm gone. I'm trying to stay at the job now. I'm trying to stay there now.
That's my thing. I like to hold my job down. I don't like
I do, but it's just like the money ain't right to me. I was like, man, I'm supposed to be getting 25, so if I'm gonna get 20, I'm like, I gotta go.
Yep. Yeah. But with that being said, gang, we're going to wrap this motherfucker up, you know? We're going to tap back in with y'all next week at DMB. We out this motherfucker on Church.
What it do, Fair Fatboy in the building? I am at work. I'm leaving. I'm trying to go where I'm trying to go home. All right, is anybody else scared about the time we are living in right now? I subbed to Hollywood Reels Unlocked, Hollywood Unlocked. Winnie employee arrested after punching elderly customer who complained about order. This man knocked the soul from this old man. And I mean, he extra old. Like, what time of chaos, like the rapture's coming his way. Okay, it's on a layaway program. Apparently, Trump's paying for it. You got Spirit Airlines employee and a passion into a heated altercation. Now, the one guy tried to break it up. Okay, cool. I felt he should have been trying not to hold the guy back, hold the girl back. He tackles her to the ground, gets up, boom, knocks her. Did everybody and their mama want to break it up? Y'all saw that this I'm not even remotely this. Charlamagne spent a bitch his whole career, and it just keeps getting worse, and we keep doing this. DJ Envy, like y'all cheating got caught by y'all wives. I'm sorry, like, and the world knows. I can respect good game. I can't respect bad game. And y'all got caught. Yeah, they got all the clips of them not breaking up. They're gonna replace Angelique. It would be smart to move for her to do both. But she really wants to utilize her media degree, and I don't blame her. Journalist degree, I don't blame her. Do what you gotta do, boo boo. But yeah, quitting the show when you at the height of your hype, bad idea. I don't know who your agent is, your PR team is, but I don't know. But I mean, she has been disrespected a lot on that show, and whatever. I'm not passing to my millions. It's just me. But that was it. I just saw a couple of those trending topics, and it's like, yo, son, this is crazy.